Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. It's presented by human behavior expert, Dr. John DeMartini. This is the perfect show if you're interested in personal development, leadership, and achievement. Each episode shares knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to truly master your life. Dr. DeMartini is a global educator. He's an internationally published author and also a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research across multiple disciplines. And that puts him in the perfect position to be able to help you to empower all areas of your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini explains why, if you'd love to live a more inspired and masterful life, it's wise to have a long-term vision that is aligned with your highest values instead of seeking immediate gratification. Before we get started, please note that all the links or downloads mentioned in the presentation are available for you to access in the podcast description. And if you have a question you'd love to ask Dr. DeMartini, or a topic that you'd love for him to address on the show, you can do so by submitting your question or suggestions in the Apple Podcast review. We'd love to hear from you. If this is your first time listening to the show and you'd love to be notified of the next episode, now is the perfect time to follow the show. So get your pen and paper ready or set up your digital note taker and let's get started with Dr. DeMartini's latest presentation, Expand Your Space and Time Horizons for a More Powerful Life. Enjoy.
Everybody lives with different space and time horizons. Let me give you an example. And this is generic, and this may not apply because there's always a few variables, but as a general rule, in a company, the individual who's working in the factory worker, is very commonly living with smaller in space and time horizons. And they're living maybe day to day or week to week. And sometimes by the time they get their paycheck, they're already needing the next paycheck kind of thing. So from a financial perspective, their time horizons are very short and they need immediate needs, immediate gratification. And their space horizons is small. They live in a smaller space and see a smaller vision, you might say, of what they're going to do in life. Now, that doesn't mean all of them do that. Some have big dreams and they start there and then they just expand. But very commonly that the people that stay there redundantly, they have a smaller space and time horizon. The supervisor of that person may be one that lives week to week, maybe month to month. The lower manager may think month to month to year. Middle management may think in terms of possibly a decade. The next level, higher management, may think in terms of a generation. And the CEO or the people who is the CEO of the company may be thinking in terms of, you know, a longer time frame, maybe even a century, or at least a whole lifespan. Possibly. And then you might have somebody who's the visionary who might think in terms of a century. Then may you have somebody who's a real, you know, sage. It might think in terms of way beyond their life, a legacy. And of course, the soul, the most authentic individual within us, thinks in terms of eternity, at least from a theological perspective. So the magnitude of space and time in your innermost dominant thought determines the level of conscious evolution you've made. And in some cases, socioeconomically, where you're playing, as well as the vision and achievement in your life. So how big is your vision? I've said for many, many decades now, that if you want to make a difference in yourself, you need a vision at least as big as your family. If you want to be a leader in your family, you need a vision at least as big as your community. If you want to be number one in the community, you need a vision as big as your city. If you want to be number one in the city, you need a vision as big as your state. If you want to be number one in the state, you need a vision as big as your nation. If you want to make a national impact, you need a vision as big as the world. And if you want to make a global impact, you need an astronomical vision. And that's a bigger space and time horizon. So the magnitude of the space and time horizons will determine the impact you have on this world. And I've asked millions of people, how many of you want to make a difference in the world? Everybody wants to make a difference. And the different sizes of difference that they want to make. Some people have local differences, some people have global differences. Today, with the internet, everybody has the capacity to global difference. So we have now an advantage to expand those space and time horizons globally and do something online that leaves a legacy that lives beyond our life even. Seneca, the Roman poet and politician, said, you measure an individual by their most distant ends, the ends of what they see in space and time for their lives. And so immediate gratification is not the same as long-term vision. Immediate gratification can cost your life. That's why people that are addicted and compulsive, impulsive, addicted, immediate gratifying behavioral individuals usually have to hit bottom to make change, where people that have long-term visions adapt resiliently to the next thing and they move on and keep expanding. So what is it that allows us to have a bigger vision of our own self, a broader state? Well, let me first of all say one thing. A horizon, the term horizon, if you think about standing out in the ocean, which I'm at right now, out looking in the ocean, you can just see the farthest horizons where you lose sight of things. Your space horizon and your time horizon is for planning objectives that are at the boundary of what you can perceive, objectively. What can you see for yourself? When I first started at my 18 years old, started my speaking career, I couldn't see what I've gotten to do in my life at the time. But every time I achieved something, the space and time horizons expanded, and I was able to give myself permission to work locally and then citywide, statewide, nationally, internationally, globally in the world, and have longer time frames to think of things beyond my life, perpetuity. What do I want to accomplish in my legacy after my life even? So the horizons are where the boundary of where the kind of what you can perceive with your senses and beyond that, where history and mystery kind of join. And that's why if you expand that, you also expand your potential in life. And I was told by Ed Tullison when I was about 20 years old, who was a mentor who I was studying under. He said, never live where you can't see the farthest horizons. Never live where you can't see the farthest horizon. Don't allow somebody else's space and time horizons to constrict yours. And so I made sure that my homes and my offices were always at the top of buildings or top of mountains or out at sea or whatever. So I never had anything blocking my view. In my office in Houston, I'm on the 52nd floor. I can see the farthest horizons. In my home in Australia, I could see it from the 62nd floor as far as I could see. 63rd floor even, all the way out to the horizons. And I'm a firm believer that that you want to make sure that you give yourself permission to expand, not shrink, to radiate, not gravitate. So that leads me to something that I mentioned in almost every presentation, to human values. Every human being lives by a set of priorities, a set of values, things that are most to least important in their life. Whatever's highest on your value is an intrinsic value that your identity revolves around, that you spontaneously are inspired to want to act upon and fulfill. But as you go down the list of values, they become less intrinsic and more extrinsic and derived from external sources to get you to move and do them. And I use the analogy of a young boy who loves video games. If he loves video games and its highest value is video games, you don't need to motivate him to do the video games. You don't need to say, Johnny, go do that video game of yours. Ah, mom, I don't want to do that. Yes, go do your video game. You don't have to say that. But whatever's low on his values, like maybe chores or homework or cleaning up his room, you may have to harp on him and keep on him and keep telling him, if you don't do your video, you're cleaning your room and do your fix your clothes or whatever, you won't be able to go and play your video game. So you need extrinsic motivation, reward and punishment associations with things that are low on your value. Well, if you need motivation on the outside, you're not going to do as well as when you're intrinsically driven from the inside. I always say motivation is a symptom, never a solution for maximizing human potential in life. So I'm not a motivational speaker. Motivational speakers using rhetorical persuasion with rewards and punishments to get people to do things, push people uphill all day long. I have no interest in that. I'm an inspired educator, educating people on how to live inspired lives by finding out what's intrinsically important to them, whatever's highest on their value, and organize and structure their life accordingly. Now, that's why I have on my website the value determination process, which is free and complimentary and private. And if you've never taken the time to do the value determination process, please go on my website and take advantage of that, because that little tool can help you identify the difference between what intrinsically drives you and what has to be motivated. And if you're intrinsically driven, you're going to go farther. It's been shown absolutely clearly that intrinsically driven individuals go farther in life and expand and do more in life and accomplish more and have more achievements in life than people that have to be motivated. You've seen them at work. If you have to motivate or keep reminding and push people uphill, it's frustrating. They just do what's bare minimum and they get by. They're looking for pleasure and trying to avoid pain. And if they don't love their job and they're not engaged and they can't see how their job duties helping them fulfill what's really important to them, you got to push them all the time. And that's not who to hire. And that's not how you want to run your business. But if you find somebody that's engaged at work, that can see how the job duty is helping them fulfill their life, and they're going to work not for the company, but going there because they can fulfill what's meaningful to them, you don't need to motivate them. McGregor in the 1960s called them why people versus X people. Why people are intrinsically driven, and X people are people who have to be motivated all the time. And the people that are motivated all the time, they're looking for immediate gratification. They have short-term time horizons. They have to go take a break every hour on the hour. And they're always asking for the next break. And when can I get vacations? And when do I get bonus package and venison? And they're always looking for what they can get out of it narcissistically instead of actually what they can do to make a difference that brings fulfillment in life intrinsically. Versus the person who's engaged and inspired by their career, they go, oh, I get to be paid to do what I love. This is amazing. And they're grateful for their job and they're present. And we've all walked into a grocery store, a bank, or some clothing store, or some, you know, institute that where you can tell when people are really inspired and grateful for their job. They love what they're doing. They're inspired. They're enthused. They're inspired. They're certain, and they're more present, and they're more engaged and enthused. And you want to do business with them, and you draw and magnetize business to them. When you're that way, you draw opportunity to your life. But when you're not, you push it away. Nobody wants to push people uphill all day long. No one wants to do business with someone like that.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
So you don't want to live your life with a shrinking mentality. You want an expanded mentality. In fact, that's why they call them shrinks. The reason why psychiatric people go to the psychiatrist and they call them a shrink is because they're not doing something intrinsic that's inspiring to them. They're doing something that isn't, and they're ending up depressed because they're unfulfilled in life. And they're going there and they're going to shrink them by making them, trying to push them instead of, and through drugs, which make you dependent, a juvenile dependent on a drug instead of being inspired intrinsically within. So finding out what's highest on your value is crucial if you want to go and expand your space and time horizons. Just like a young boy when he finishes his video game, his second he does, he's wanting to go out and get a more advanced game, more expanded game that's more challenging. See, when you're doing something that's high in your values, you want to go and pursue challenges that inspire you, and you want to conquer them, and you're not going to give up. You see challenges as feedback to help you master the game. But when you're not engaged in the game, you see setbacks and challenges as failures. You don't want to do it. It's not meant to be. So people who know what their highest values are and structure their life and set objectives that match highest values are the ones that expand their space and time horizons. Anytime you set a goal that's aligned with your highest values and you achieve it, you tend to want to achieve even more unachievables. You want to keep going bigger. You want to do more. You know, when I first started writing books, when I was in my earliest 20s, 22, 23 years old, I remember when I finished it, I already had the next one ready going into my mind. And when I finished that one, I had the next one ready going into my mind. So we'd have a tendency to automatically, spontaneously keep expanding our space and time horizons and do something bigger over a longer period of time and have patience and perseverance. And as Einstein said, perseverance is one of the keys to success. And when we live by our highest values, because our identity revolves around it, we feel it's really us. We're more authentic and we feel we know ourselves and we're getting to do what's intrinsically meaningful. And it's a non-derivative value from external stimuli. And it's something that just intrinsically, spontaneously acts. The brain has what is called evoked potentials from the senses and spontaneous potentials in the brain that fire when you're doing something that's truly meaningful to you. And that's the one that expands the space and time horizon. And every time you do, what's interesting is there was a lovely lady that actually did work and got a Nobel Prize on telomeres in the brain. And she did a TED talk And if you go and find this TED talk on the telomeres in the brain, you'll find it. It's really amazing. Every time you're doing something that's high in your values, you create eustress, and you are pursuing challenges that inspire you instead of distress, which is you're trying to avoid challenges that don't. And when you do, telomerase enzyme goes up and the telomeres are added because your space and time horizons grow. Your telomeres are added to fulfill those longer space and time horizons. People who set goals and plan ahead and have bigger time horizons and set up big visions achieve more, and they have less distress in life. And they found the cytokines and inflammatory responses in the body is lessened. And even if you're working 18 hours a day towards your objective, you don't get distressed. You don't have problems with cardiovascular problems because you're doing something that's meaningful. And this is very crucial if you want to have great achievement in life. So I'm a firm believer in prioritizing your life, delegating lower priority things, getting on with the highest priority things, and you automatically expand space and time horizons. You build incremental momentum like a domino into a bigger domino to a bigger domino. Every time you achieve something, you tend to want to achieve something greater. And that's why intrinsic values are way more important than extrinsic. And inspiration within is way more important than motivation from without. And being authentic, which is your highest values, is way more powerful than being inauthentic in your lower values, living by design instead of duty. And therefore, if you're not master planning your life and organizing how you want your life to look, you're going to let other people do it. See, everyone around you has their own set of values, and they're trying to fulfill their highest value. And they're going to project their values onto you. They're going to love you according to their values, and they're going to project what they think is important on to you in their values. So if you have a person that has a high value, an individual has a high value on education, they're going to project onto you and ask you questions and engage you on something about education and try to show their love by making sure you're educated. Somebody else may think about health and they'll do the same thing with health. Others may be, are you having your children yet? I want to see grandchildren. And they'll project on others about your spiritual quest. Everybody around you has a different set of hierarchy of values, and they all project that onto you. And if you, in any way, put them on a pedestal and inject those in and cloud the clarity of what's really important to you, you'll devalue yourself in comparison to them. You'll try to envy them and imitate them, which is suicide and death, and if you will, to your own identity. And you'll be second to being somebody else instead of first to being you. And whenever you do that, you're going to depreciate yourself and shrink your space and time horizons. We're not here to compare ourselves to others. We're here to compare our actions to our own daily life to our highest values. How well are we living according to what we feel is most inspiring and meaningful to us? And doing that in a way that serves other people. We're not here to sacrifice for other people, but to serve other people. Doing what we love in a way that fulfills what's important to them. And if we can do that and telecommunicate that, the door is opened up for continued expanding space horizon. You see people like Elon Musk, they definitely have big space and time horizons, literally in space and long time horizons, you know, future going to Mars and things like that, because they're doing things that inspire them. They're looking for problems that would be inspiring to solve on the planet. You know, the magnitude of space and time in your life is based on how big a problem you solve in the world. And if you're not solving a problem and making do, you're not going to have fulfillment in life. That's part of what fulfillment is. We have a motor cortex in our brain for motor actions to be of service, and a sensory area of the brain for receiving rewards. And the bigger the service we provide, the bigger the rewards we get. We can't get something for nothing or give something for nothing if we want sustainability. We have to put those into balance. And that's what fair exchange is. So prioritizing your life and sticking to high priority things is essential. And what's interesting is also, whenever you're not doing high priority things, your blood glucose and oxygen goes into the amygdala, which is a subcortical area in your brain. This area is involved in impulses and instincts, which are the two primary distractions that keep people from living by what's highest in their values. So if they're not living by priority, they're more vulnerable. In other words, there's another way of saying it is Parkinson's law, that if you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, that are deeply meaningful, that are most important to you, your day fills up with all the stuff that people try to project on you, unexpected things, and it wipes out the day. And then you feel less important and devalued. And when you're feeling unfulfilled, you go into your amygdala, the blood glucose and oxygen goes to the amygdala, and you look for immediate gratification. And that's a shrunken space and time horizons. And we call that addiction, compulsion. And we found out that people that do have small little time frames don't go as far as life. It's like the marshmallow experiment. When somebody is given a marshmallow and they have an option to not eat it now, but if they do, they get two. And if they still don't eat those, they'll get three. Those people that had delayed gratification end up achieving more and having a bigger space and time horizon. They end up having more and doing more in life. Learn how to prioritize your life and determine your values and live by priority and expand your game. And that's why I want people to do the breakthrough experience, because I know what I'm describing here is where I teach people how to transform that systems one to systems two. I'm interested in helping you master how your brain works, master how your life works, so you can master your mind, so you can master your life. That's what I'm interested in. That's why I teach people the DeMartini method and the breakthrough experience. That's why I do these little programs every week. It's my 50 years of research summarized and condensed down into something you can distill down that you can use the rest of your life. You will use this method, the DeMartini method, from now on. And the information here will be priceless and it'll be lasting. And you don't have to worry about whether it's solid. It will be demonstrated because you're going to do it and experience it firsthand. So come and join me at the Breakthrough Experience. There's no reason why you can't live an inspired life. And that's what this program's about. That's what I'm dedicated to. And I love helping people do that. So I want to help you do that. So when you come, get ready to work. It's not a rah-rah thing, standing on your chairs and singing stuff. And that's all that. It's about learning how to master your life. It's practical and it'll be useful, I promise you. So I look forward to seeing you there. I thank you for being with me at this little presentation today. I hope it was mind expanding. And I look forward to next week when I do the next program. But come and join me at the Breakthrough Experience. That way I can help you do something extraordinary with your life.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then follow the DeMartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the DeMartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John DeMartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.